This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Matthew Hamilton reports in Capital Confidential that community, faith, and labor advocates were in Albany at the Capitol November 25th to call on legislators to raise the minimum wage in a pre-2015 session, as discussion of a pay raise for legislators is also on the table. Quote, "While the minimum wage discussion isn't anything new, talk has run rampant since Election Day that legislators could vote to raise their own pay before a session starts up in January. That, the advocates say, would be unacceptable without politicians helping their constituents too," unquote, Hamilton wrote in the story. Locally, Assemblymember Pete Lopez, who represents Greene and Schoharie counties and parts of Ulster and Columbia County, said he would vote against the pay raise for himself.
"My take on it is you know, when you take this job, you take it for what it pays. And many view this as a part-time job. Some truly address it part-time. Some folks, myself, address it full-time. To get back to your question, I've never stumped for raises. I'm not interested in it."
Would you vote for it if it came up?
I would vote against it, to be honest. And my belief is, you know, it's all voluntary. If you want to be in the position, you're in it. If you don't want to, if it doesn't pay enough, find something else. The long-term answer, in my opinion, though, is they should do what they've done in Congress, where they have it's tied to the rate of inflation or the consumer price index or something to that effect. And so they have a modest increase year to year, and it takes all the sensationalism out of it.
Lopez talked to WGXC at the Caro Library Golden Jubilee on November 20th. The state's minimum wage is set to rise to $8.75 on December 31st. Legislators currently make a base salary of $79,500, which doesn't include per diems worth $172 per day and other covered expenses, and averages out to $38.22 per hour if legislators worked 40 hours per week, 52 weeks per year. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. The National Weather Service has a winter storm warning through 7 a.m. on Thanksgiving Day. There are many other closings and delays on the WGXC newsroom. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for complete details. There are also snow emergencies in the village of Catskill, the city of Hudson, and the village of Athens, with alternate side parking mandated in all three communities. Check for details at newsroom.wgxc.org. I'm Tom Rowe reporting.